Hello, this is the Schmoovecast. My name is Leah. Yeah, I said I was going to change the theme song, but I'm a big liar. I am going to change it eventually. I just need to have a time where I've got a few minutes and can do such a thing. I need to edit it down and, you know, do good stuff like that. You know, I've got the permission. But anyway, I'm podcasting not because I really have anything interesting to say, but because I haven't done one this week and I'd like to. A couple of things have struck me. First of all, I want to share a Sally story because they're funny. The other day, I meet Sally and we go to dinner at a local Mediterranean restaurant. And we're sitting there and we're chatting and like something, my hair, I pushed it back out of my eyes or something. And she says, "Oh my God, you totally have a mullet." And I said, "I'm done with irony. So please tell me that you're joking with me." She goes, "No, you have a mullet. It's awesome. You need to cut the sides a little bit." So, and she does not sound this deep. She's got a more feminine voice than I do. That's for sure. She says, "Cut the sides and it'll be like a rock and roll mullet. It'll be so great. It'll be awesome." And I'm like, So I tell her I'm not into mullets. And that gives me the impetus to call my hairdresser, Toot Sweet, which I did yesterday, and talk to her for a bit. And if you remember back in the day, I told you that she was no longer at the salon. And I said I wasn't going to share the story because it wasn't mine to share. But I'm going to share a little bit of it because I think this is pertinent. My hairdresser, it would seem, essentially got fired. Essentially called in sick and was told not to come in at all, ever again. So I'm not going to give her name or the salon because it's not fair to trash them. But basically, I'm not going to that salon anymore. They sent a letter stating that, you know, she's finding herself and, you know, it's not about the person, it's about the salon. And I'm like, listen, when I was a kid, tween, as they call it now, I was dragged all over Jacksonville, friggin' Florida to every hair salon you could think of. Because my mom was following this stylist she really liked. And I liked her too. She did a good job on hair. But anyway. So yeah. It's just such bullcrap. I mean they're so glossing over. They're making it sound like she left of her own volition to find herself in the, you know, the wilds of Burma or somewhere. When in actuality they just let her go. And they need to be honest about that. And it's a pisser. It's a total pisser. And they include coupons in this letter. And I'm like, I'm not going to your salon. I'm not going to that salon unless it's like the only salon or like it's free. I mean, cause when you get right down to it, I'm a whore, you know, well, not literally a whore, but I mean, I'm not, you know, loyalty is out the door when it's time for free shit. But so anyway, I talked to her for a little bit. She's actually doing pretty good. She's so I'm not going to talk about my hairstylist. Maybe she can talk about her own thing. Although, I don't think she has a podcast. In fact, I'm almost certain she doesn't have a podcast. She's cool. I like her. I'll give recommendations. So, yeah, it turns out I've got a mullet. So, I'm getting that shit cut Friday night or Saturday afternoon, depending. Although Saturday afternoon, apparently there's some girls in Nashville who are starting up a roller derby league. And I am so damn excited because, as you know, well, yeah, no, you don't. I think the only person who's listened to this cast who knows me is Dr. Gay, who I almost called by his real name. Can't do that. That'd be wrong. And so when I was a kid, I roller skated a whole hell of a lot. Like, our school would have roller skate parties, and the roller skating place was, you know, real close to the house. So, you know, birthday parties, school events, fun, every time. There was so much roller skating done in my childhood at Skate Road 13, which doesn't have a web presence because it doesn't exist anymore. It's now, I think I've talked about this. I'm not going to talk about it again. It's got some other name now, but it's still a roller rink. Anyway, so I spent many, 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 many years of my formative youth roller skating. And in addition to that, our family would also watch roller derby, which is, you know, weird. I know, I understand. Roller derby, strange, but and watching it as a family is kind of weird. But you know, we enjoyed it. We didn't watch wrestling, you know, so at least we can look down on those people. I'm kidding. I used to watch wrestling. I mean, like in the last 10 years, not when I was a kid. So anyway, sorry, I got distracted for a second there. So I did a lot of roller skating, watched a lot of roller derby, and so essentially, I want to do roller derby so bad. So my sister and I are thinking Saturday afternoon about going to an open skate that the Nashville Roller Derby is having. And I don't know. I think it would be fun to be a roller derby girl. I mean, I know you get bruised and hit, but I mean, it's such good exercise. I love roller skating for exercise. If it were I don't care what's acceptable for adults. Basically, I don't roller skate because my mom made me sell my roller skates because I never used them. And now that I don't have them, I want them. Oh, dear. So, yeah. So, basically, to wrap that whole thing up, let's see. That was 6 minutes. I was told I had a mullet. I'm going to get my hair done Friday or Saturday, but I don't know if I can do it Saturday because there's open skate with a roller derby. Oh, and my crafty group is having a sleepover this weekend. So that's going to be fun, you know, a bunch of girls in their mid to late 20s getting together and braiding each other's hair. Well, I don't know about braiding hair. You know, the difference is between now and when I was 11 is that now we have liquor. Legally. So, good times. So what else? It would seem that this whole Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes thing, it's so shady. Like, isn't she, I don't know. I don't want to talk about that. I really don't want to talk about that right now. Because you know what? I don't care. I wish them all the luck in the world and fun and Scientology and Xenu and hail Xenu, you know, whatever. Anyway, let's get back to this. I want to talk about the Victoria's Secret catalog I got in the mail yesterday. Well, I don't know if it came yesterday, but at some point I got a Victoria's Secret catalog. I didn't look at it until yesterday. This Gisele Bündchen, is that how you pronounce her name? The boobs from Brazil is what they call her. And, is it just, I mean, she's got a beautiful figure and she's tall and her figure is gorgeous and just really nice, you know, nicely shaped lady. But her face is just so weird. I'm sorry. This is, I don't know. Call me a jealous girl, but I mean, I just admitted her body is fine. But her face, I don't know, she's got these crazy eyes. They're like dead people eyes. Like, she could pierce your soul with those friggin' eyes. It's scary. It's like, I don't know. It's like her eyes, they look like they're all pupil. Which they're not. I mean, because that, you know, doesn't happen much. But, I don't know. It's just her face is kind of incongruous, you know? I don't know. Who am I to judge? Although lately, this is so weird. And this is me saying something positive. I just want you to know this. Just recently the other day. Okay, this is so Leah focused. But I don't care. Because this is my schmoofcast. So, you know. If you don't want to listen, don't listen. Okay. So, I was looking at myself in the mirror the other day, and I always thought when I was younger that I'm not going to age well. Like, the older I get, I'm not going to, you know, I just always thought I peaked at 3, you know. And then I was looking at myself the other day, just because, you know, girls do that. And I don't know, I looked kind of pretty. And that's cool. So, yeah. You know, finally feeling good about... Oh, come back. Finally feeling good about myself. Sort of. I mean, I've still got issues. I'm always going to have issues. You know, it's like I'm still on this friggin' Zoloft and I hate it. I want to come off it. I mean, I'm just as sad now as I was when I started, you know, 3 months ago. No, God, it was like 6 months ago. Holy crap. Oh, God. I want off this drug so bad. And this is the thing. I went and picked up a 90-day supply the other day. And, you know, I have a really low copay. I think it's like $60 for 3 months of stuff. Well, it's not really low. It's probably not. I don't know. But anyway, you can share your copay stories. Email comanche.red@gmail.com. Your copay stories, because I want to know. So, anyway, $60 copay for 3 months of medicine. And, okay. I look at the price, the actual price of the drug. It's like $300. It's $100 a month to be happy. And it's, I don't know. I mean, at least I'm well insured. But I don't know. I mean, I just don't know how I feel about the serotonin mess. The SSRIs. I don't know how to feel about them. I really don't, because, I mean, they helped me a lot. Or, you know, did they really help me? Did I not just, through the natural progression of things, get better? I'm talking about Zoloft again. I have done, like, 23 shows on Zoloft. Well, no, I've done a couple of shows on Zoloft. I mean, every show I do, I'm on Zoloft. Ha 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 ha. Meaning, under the influence of Zoloft. But, the subject of Zoloft has been a subject that comes up many times. And when I picked up my prescription the other day, it was actually my last refill. So next week, when I see the psychiatrist, who I'm tired of seeing, I'm going to be honest with you. I'll get to that in a minute. But next week, when I see her, I'm going to bring this up. And I'm going to say, listen, is it time to come off it? Because I'm just... I don't know. I've become bolder. I mean, I'll definitely get uppity when I need to. But, I mean, how much of that is just, you know, the influence of my friend Sally, who's really been doing her best to empower me, make me feel good, and, you know, be a good coach, lifestyle coach, if you will. You know, how do I know? Well, anyway, so you don't know what the natural progression of things is. And I think one of the reasons I'm a little down is because I saw the ex-boyfriend. And, I mean, we're cool. We're friends now. And that's cool. I'm glad. But it's like, you just have so... And I blogged about this the other day. You just have so many things that go through your head. It's like, does he think I'm cute? Does he think I'm fat? Does he want to get back together? Does he still like me? Does he like her? Does he like that other girl? Does he want to, you know, is he going to call me? Is he never going to call me? Or should I go up and talk to him? Should I not talk to him? Should I avoid him? How do I avoid him? How do I get past him? You know, you have all these thoughts that go through your head. And I don't know. It's like seeing him was really good because now I've got not total closure, but I've got a little bit of closure there, you know. I mean, we're friends. I did say, you know, well, give me a call sometime. And he was like, okay. In a very good way. Not in a, okay, crazy bitch, get away. You know, we chatted. It was like old times. We exchanged jokes. And he knows about the podcast. So, ex-boyfriend, don't listen to any of them except maybe this one and the last one, you know. Don't listen to any except 16 and 17. Definitely don't listen to the one from February the 14th. Ever you do. I'm just kidding. Well, I mean, listen to whatever. It's nothing secret. He's not even listening to this. Why am I talking? He didn't even... I mean, most people, when you say, I've got a podcast, which doesn't come up in conversation, but sometimes it does. Sometimes it's appropriate. I don't just make stuff up. You know, I say, hey, by the way, my name is Leah. I have a podcast, and I'm going to go over here now. It's more like, you know, anyway, whenever it comes up in conversation, I don't know where I was going with that. Oh my God, I just totally got derailed. But anyway, oh yeah, when I bring up the fact that I do podcast sometimes, everybody says, well, I don't have an iPod. So anyway, My levels are all over the place. I'm probably plosiving like a plosiver. Plosives all over. Oh my god. So what else? I don't know. Then I got struck by the insomnia lately. Can't sleep real well. Opened my online store. There's a link to it, but the pictures are terrible. What else we got? Talked about that. So, yeah, I got any insomnia lately, and it really sucks. But the other night, I kind of did a quick podcast that I didn't put out, as you probably can tell, because it wasn't there. I think I may stick it at the end of this. It's really awful. It sounds terrible. But, well, you know, what are you going to do when you're tired and you got nothing else to do? I mean, I was literally up till, like, midnight. You know, it sucks. It really sucks. Because I'm so tired all the time. Well, I get into that in the podcast in a minute, or the end of this. The one I did the other night. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? Can't remember, but it was earlier. See, that's the thing. And it's like, I just am so disconnected from everything. Ugh. I feel like such a ass. Anyway. So, I hope that didn't go right in your ear hole. There's got to be something else for me to talk about. Other than, you know, the fact that I almost don't want to say that I've had it with the president. I have had it with the friggin' president. And I've had it with I've had it with everything. I mean, let's be honest. You know, I'm at my wit's end. This daylight savings time crap has totally thrown me for a loop. Like, I don't know. It's like I can't sleep. I wake up weird. Anyway, so I guess I'm gonna shove off this part here, and then I'm going to let y'all hear the recording I made the other night that is terrible. I mean, this is terrible. Every Schmoovecast I do is terrible. Well, no, it's good. It's okay. Basically, every podcast I listen to is better than mine. But that's okay. I don't mind. I don't do this for you. I do this for me. Me and my goal to marry Nick Lachey. Ha-cha-cha-cha-cha. Okay, so, y'all have a good evening. Have a good week. Oh, your documentary pick. Did I not give you one yet? Oh, but I will. It's called Gator. And it's, no, Stoked. It's called Stoked. The Rise and Fall of Gator. And it's about the skater Mark, was it Rogowski? And about how he was on top of the world. Of the skating world. I mean, when I was a preteen, during the Gator heyday, I was such a fan. He was so cute. He was so good looking. And he was a good skater. But, because Tony Hawk had that weird hair back then. Do y'all remember the Tony Hawk hair? Because every kid in my class had that Tony Hawk hair. And, it's not cute. I mean, I guess it was then, but she had to be there at the time, you know. It's, anyway, Mark Gator was so cute. And what else? That's your recommendation. Basically, he was a skater and some shit happened and he's in prison. And that's all I'm going to say. You know? And in between that, it's a great story. And I need to stop dilly-dallying. I just need to, like, stop this here and let y'all listen to the rest of it. So, good night. Enjoy this crap. I mean, it's terrible. I mean, it's worse than anything else. but enjoy it. And if you don't want to hear it, you know, go on to another podcast. You know, there's a good Fox in the City this week. You should go listen to that instead of listening to the next, I don't know, 10 minutes or so. All right, kids. Y'all have a good whatever. I need to stop signing off of here and just friggin' stop this. Okay, so when I stop talking in a few minutes, you're going to hear the Insomnicast, right? Starting now. Hey, my name is Leah. This is the Schmoovecast. Hang on, I'm going to move my microphone a little bit. Good God. I cannot believe my levels so far. They're all over the place. So, what's up, kids? I got insomnia. By my count, it should have been asleep about an hour and a half ago. Maybe 2 hours ago. I was so tired. Oh, and I'm yawning, and so I go to bed. And I can't sleep. And, this kind of sucks, but... Oh, and... By the way, you didn't hear theme music, because I'm... This is the nature of what I'm going through right now with this insomnia. I'm so tired, like body tired, you know? But my brain is alert. And tomorrow morning at work, my body will be awake and my brain will be asleep. It's called presenteeism. I need to mute this TV. It's called presenteeism. When you're physically there, but you're not mentally there. Presenteeism. It's an HR term. Learn it. Because I happen to love that phrase. So, anyway, the point I'm making here is I'm yawning, I'm lazy. I tried to read, and I'm just too tired to read. I'm like reading, I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to fall asleep any minute now. So I put down my reading material and don't fall asleep for now. Gosh, it's been about an hour and a half since I put my reading material down. So this is how things go for me. And I know tomorrow I'm just going to be beat down. And, you know, it's going to suck. It's really going to suck. But, you know, what are you going to do? It's always the way it's been. But anyway, I'm making it sound like it's so much worse. Like it's the plague. Something terrible is happening. When that's not even the case. So, I don't even know what to talk about. I mean, does this happen to anybody else? Or your various systems are so out of synchronization that one's tired while the other's alert and vice versa? I mean, can't stand it. Oh, somebody's calling me. It's my sister. Let me put this on pause. Alrighty. My sister calls to tell me that Rachel Ray is in Austin, Texas. So, yeah, I'll watch it. Why not? And I'll talk to you. If you listen to number 16, I had a hell of a time in Austin. So much fun. I kind of believe my levels. God, they're crazy. Anyway, so let's not talk about that. I can't stand brisket. Okay? And that's what Texas barbecue is all about. It's all about the brisket. And just can't get into that. It's just not my thing. I am into the pulled pork because it is delicious. And now that Dr. Gay is not a vegetarian anymore, I'm hoping that I can take him to my favorite barbecue restaurant right outside of Memphis. And, Oh, there's the taco bar. I did not go there. Sorry. I'm not going to talk about the show while I'm watching it. It's, like, annoying. Like, when you're a teenager. Well, okay, when you're a teenage girl, because I don't think guys did this because they're crazy. Or you sit and watch a TV show while you're sitting on the phone with somebody else. I don't know, do anybody else? I mean, I know other people do that, but do guys do that? I don't know. So. Yeah, so I don't have anything to say after all. That sucks. It really does. I want to go eat something, especially watching this Rachel idiot Ray. I can't stand Rachel Ray, but my sister knows I just got back from Austin and that I had some of the best food ever. So, let's talk about cell phones. Why? Because I have really nothing else to talk about, and I've been thinking about the cell phone a lot. I went to, what? No, I'm sorry. This is it. I'm just so mentally not alert. But I'm not sleepy, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's hard to explain. I'm lazy, but I can't fall asleep, and I don't want to take Ambien. Oh! If I take Ambien this late, I'll be a wreck tomorrow. I'll be dizzy. Why does Rachel Ray look like a 12-year-old girl? Is this Rachel Ray that I'm watching? I don't know. I don't know her from Adam, to be honest with you, but I think it's Rachel Ray. And she looks like a 12-year-old. So, okay. Here we go. Getting back on task. Talking about cell phones. Oh my god. Okay. Stop thinking about enchiladas. I got my first cell phone. Let's just talk about this. Hold on. Yeah, I'm sure you're really into hearing me yawn and bitch and complain and watch TV. That's why you're here, right? So I got my first cell phone about, I'll get to the point eventually, about 13 years ago. I was a spoiled brat, sort of, to a point. You know, not a complete spoiled brat. I'm gonna set up. Maybe that'll help. I went to... I was kind of a spoiled brat, but not completely, because I, you know, didn't. So, I told my parents, I had so many, flat tires 1 year, that finally I just kind of told my parents, and this is so wrong, but this is what I did. I said, either I get a new car, or something's got to change. And so, essentially, that meant they got me a cell phone. It was a Briggle brick phone. It was, you know, like, did you ever watch Saved by the Bell? It was like the phone that Zach Morris carried on Saved by the Bell. Badass, you know? Huge! Actually, we still have it somewhere in our house, and I really want to get it and see if I can activate it, because that would be hysterical if I could activate my old cell phone. Oh my gosh, as huge as that thing is. Of course, you know, it's funny because right now the cell phone I've got, and I've had, let's see, I had the brick phone, and then I had the phone my mom handed me down, and then I had the StarTAC. And then I had the first Sprint Samsung. So I'm up to 4 Sprint Samsung. Then I had the LG, which was really a good phone. It just couldn't hear for shit on it. And then I had the camera phone, the Sanyo, I think it is, which I still got, but it's on another number. And now I've got my new. So I've had... lost count. 7, 8, I don't know. Over the years, I've had a few. Right now, I've got 2. I think I've explained this on my blog, but I've never podcasted about it. I had to get a new cell phone because mine won't charge. My old one wouldn't charge. So they basically tell me that I can open a new line of service. It won't cost me extra, and I'll get a gigantic disc. It is Rachel Ray I'm watching. Motherfucker. Discount. Best way to get a discount is to open a second line of service. I put my current phone number on my new phone. Oh, this is South Congress. Put my new phone number on my old phone, my old phone number on my new phone, and anyway, it doesn't matter. right now, my phone has more, is, my phone that I have not, now is nicer than the computers I first used. Oh God, what is wrong with me? Ugh. Anyway, so I think I'm gonna go now. I may not even post this. If I do, maybe I'll post a better one. Next week, and then, like, kind of hide this one. Because this is stupid. This is ridiculous. I'm watching Rachel Ray, and she's in a store that I've been to. That's weird. That's like watching a movie within a movie within a movie. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I wanted to make jewelry tonight, and I didn't get to do that. You know what? I'm just going to end this, because I think sleep's about to come on now that I've gotten up and chatted with y'all. Okay, bye.